Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, Professor Greg Stevens, and we're still talking about covenant. We have been for a long time. But you can talk about covenant, you talk about covenant. God started it. Mm-hmm. And in order to get his family back, it's really that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing that was the problem, the first thing that happened in the garden, the first thing that the human ear ever heard was the blessing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, then you notice, you come down through the years, it became the blessing of Abraham, who had been Abram. And as we know, through blood covenant of circumcision, he changed his name and put his name in the middle of Abram's name, right, indicating, I have covenant with this man.
Amen.
Through the shedding of his blood. To get a very special baby, so that, and there's other things that happened here, I'll just touch on one. Then he asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac was willing to do it, knowing he was willing to sacrifice his only begotten son, and the scripture uses those words.
Yes. Whom you love.
Yeah. Whom you love. Very special child. Impossible of him to be born to a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman. Because there was coming a time that this special son, the sinless one, would say, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. No way. Because his covenant brother was willing to do it.
That's right.
Amen.
He could not ignore that. Couldn't do it. Now, we have used this scripture many times, and I'll show you why. We're going back to 23:25.
Exodus, right?
Exodus 23. Sorry. And I'm going to read it in the Classic Amplified here. Verse 20, I send an angel before you to keep you and guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Give heed to him. Now, Moses said, we're not doing this by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And he's arguing with God. He said, I don't know whether I'm going to go in that or not. He said, all right, I'll send my angel in front of you, and he'll take care of you and keep and guard you on the way and bring you to a place that I have prepared. Give heed to him. Listen to and obey his voice. Be not rebellious before him or provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you indeed listen and obey his voice and all that I speak, then I will be an enemy. Wait a second. This is new. I will be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. Oh, here we go again. He's in covenant, and he talks to Moses face to face.
That's right.
When my angel goes before you, and da-da-da-da-da. Now, look at 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Your angels shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from your midst. None shall you lose their young by miscarriage or barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before you and will throw into confusion all the people to whom you shall come. I will make all your foes turn from you in flight. I will send hornets before you. And later it was the super hornet coming off of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Amen.
People don't make that. Listen, he's the same God.
Amen.
And Hornet is Hornet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whether it's got jet engines or those little wings that, oh, listen, you don't want a Hornet on you. Yellow jacket, I mean, you can fight a yellow jacket. A Hornet has the power to kill you. That thing hits you in the right place. Anyway. Now, I found in the curse, you serve not God with gladness for the gladness for the abundance of all things. And the Lord got all over me about that. He said, so I just wrote it here in my Bible. I shall serve the Lord my God with gladness for the abundance of all things. You see how the Lord corrected me?
Yes.
But he and I talk on we have a covenant relationship, and the blood of Jesus is between the two of us. And I have certain petitions that, and I added to that string of stuff that I do every day based on his words.
Amen.
Every day, and the words of Jesus. So, now go ahead.
Okay, so the covenants after, basically, Adam expelled God from the earth. That's basically what he did.
Well, let's leave it at there. Excuse me, Greg. By little and little, I will drive them out before thee until you be increased and inherit the land, and I will set your bounds from the Red Sea, even unto the Sea of Philistines, from the desert unto the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you and make no covenant with them nor there with their gods.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
Thou shalt have no other gods before
that's
me.
That's right.
And that's that hadn't changed.
No, it hadn't. I had to deal with this. I had two things that were my gods. One of them was my singing voice, because I found out early on, if I could sing, then I could just about get anything I wanted, and flying airplanes. And even though I knew I was in good health, every time I'd go get a flight physical, I'd get a little nervous, because I can't live without this. Are you kidding me? So, I had to turn loose of it, Greg. I was singing in a meeting, and it rose up on the inside of me. The Lord said, you're selling the song. And I can just see myself in my mind right now. I just stopped and I said, right in the middle of the song. And it was a good song. Take my hand. How's it going? Lead me on, let me stand. And I said, that's enough of that. I just quit. I didn't sing anything in a meeting for something like a year. So I stopped selling the song. Because I learned to do that on a stage. Well, then I just went before the Lord and got on my knees. And I just told him, I said, I'll never, back then, it was just propellers only. I hadn't flown any jets yet. And I said, Lord, I'll never turn another propeller. I'm done with it. It's over. And I didn't hear anything. But I was resolved to it. I don't want anything more than I want. I'll shut down, never sing another note, never fly another airplane, whatever else it takes. Mm-hmm. But then, just one day, he said, I'm going to give your flying back to you right now. And then he let me know that he appreciated that I was willing to give it up.
Well, they gave Abraham's son back to him.
Yes, he did.
Because he was willing to give it up.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. Amen. But all of this happened in prayer. But it had certain conditions. And the way I was to plan flights and what I was to do. And I thought about the horrible times. I was still in Arkansas. And, unsaved. And I'd get all stopped up. Of course, I'd smoke cool cigarettes because they had mentholate in them. Well, I had to go over. They flew me over to Cross City and pick up an airplane, bring it back for annual inspection. Well, on this particular brand of airplane, right here, it was built by the Piper Manufacturing Company. And right here, the fuel selectors were up down here, but right here, a little small fuel line came out of there that goes to the heater. The heater in a twin runs off of the fuel. Now, on a single-engine airplane, they have a muff around the exhaust pipe. So I flew that airplane in there, and I was sitting there like that thing. And the mechanic came in there, and he said, Copeland, you flew this airplane in there? I said, yeah. Well, I was all stopped up. I couldn't smell anything. Mm-hmm. He said, feel of that. The carpet was fuel soaked. I'm sitting here doing this. I was flying a bomb.
It's a Hesed, the mercy.
Yes, sir. My mama was praying. Yeah. She got me too.
Yes, sir.
But it was a good while after that.
Brother Couple, let me submit something to you. When you gave that up with the song, What Would It Become a God to You, and even flying, that was your fully persuaded moment.
Yes, it was.
And he gave it back to you because you had been, Abraham became fully persuaded. Now, I'm not saying your whole life, but in that arena of your life. Mm-hmm. There's some people, you've never reached that fully persuaded moment. You've still hung on to whatever it is.
Well, I just don't know whether I'm ready or not. You better get ready. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you've not been doing to accept Jesus, you get on your knees right now.
Yes, that's a word right now.
You don't have any promise for tomorrow.
That's right.
You only have a promise for tomorrow if you get in the book and find that promise for tomorrow. But right now, in the name of Jesus, in love, I command you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't be a fool like me and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. Just do it. Well, you don't know. I know I don't know anything about you, but I know Jesus personally.
Amen.
I have served him for 56 years. Yes. I've developed a relationship with him that's based on this book.
Yes.
And the price that was paid, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in this, according to this book, didn't just hang on that cross. Let him die.
Yes.
Let him die in your own thinking and in your own mind. Let him die. He went to hell so you don't have to go.
Amen.
You can
Amen.
Prove it in this book. It's in the Apostles' Creed.
Yes.
He went to hell so you don't have to go. He bore sickness and sin in his own body on the tree so that you have his name as a weapon against sickness, a weapon against disease and poverty. Don't wait another second. And it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is what I did. Well, it's just the way it came up in my spirit. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, for I have faith in your blood. I have faith in your name. I know you went to that cross, but I didn't know you went to hell. Well, he did. So just start reading in the book of John and then in the book of Acts, and it's all there. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He bore your sins in his own body on the tree.
Yes.
So that you could be dead to sins and live unto righteousness. By his stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus. He spilled his blood so you don't have to spill yours. This is a dangerous world. Wherever you are, it's very dangerous. I mean, there's enough stuff in the water to kill you. If it hadn't got chlorine in it. What I'm saying is we are surrounded by death. We're surrounded by the curse all the time. We're surrounded by people that are full of love of money. And the Bible says the love of it is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money. It says the love of it is the root of all evil. So do it now. Right now. And then just, you can finish the rest of this broadcast as a born-again, spirit-filled believer.
Amen.
Glory to God. I didn't know it was that easy, but I found out that it was.
It is that easy.
And,
Oh, wait. You've not gone too far.
No.
Because I just heard that. Well, I've gone too far. You've not gone too far. And I heard that over a mother. I don't know if you're a mother or a grandmother. You need to loose them. You've been carrying that, just like your mom did with you.
Yes, she did.
Roll that care off on them. They're coming home. That's the inheritance of the saints.
That's right. She just threw her Bible down on the kitchen table and said, that's it. I prayed for him the last time. I'm going to pray for him. If he goes to hell, it's your fault. She did not realize what she was doing. I'm going to read that because somebody needs to hear it. Because this is not only in that area, in any other kind of worry. Now, Peter was there.
Yes, he was.
He was there for all of it. Mm-hmm. So, let's turn over here. You need to read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. In the second chapter, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For we are as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. Chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre or, you know, for money and advantage, but of ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. Now, hang on just a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, I love it.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Bear with me. This is a new one.
All right, I'm going to say something. While you find that, I heard in my spirit as you read that and you emphasized it, a witness of the suffering of Christ. And I heard in my spirit, PTSD.
Oh. Oh, Glory be to Jesus, yes. My father-in-law suffered from that in World War II.
That's why Peter ran back to the Galilee. He was suffering from that when Jesus was on the shore, and he restored him and healed him of that. There's healing
yes.
for PTSD right now in Jesus' name.
He denied him.
He denied him three times.
It wrote him, but Jesus ministered to him concerning it.
And he said, do you love me? Feed my sheep.
Yeah.
So
now he said the same thing.
Right that's here. It. The answer to PTSD is love.
Amen.
Love never fails.
My father-in-law had a serious heart attack in the little town of Nashville, Arkansas. And anyway, serious heart attack. He had PTSD. I mean, he went World War. He experienced World War II. All the way to the Battle of the Bulge, all the way through it all. But now he remarried. Mary didn't. Mm-hmm. She never did. But now she just came and I begged her to move in with me. Your mother-in-law? Are you kidding me? I begged her to do it. She wanted a house of her own and just went to work with us. He remarried. And the woman he remarried was a member of the First Baptist Church. Now, Greg, here's what happened. There would come time, it'd get so bad on him, he'd just lay out and get so drunk, he just didn't know what he was doing. And then he'd snap right back. And just a sweet man. But, man, World War II was in his brain. He had that heart attack. And the pastor of the First Baptist Church, of course, we rushed over there. He said, Copeland, I stayed here in the room with him. He said, I slept here in the room and watched over him. He said, I waited until he was through with recovery and all and all of that. Well, of course, you know, in that case, there had been days there. There's certainly no alcohol in his body.
Right.
And he said, I just stayed with him night and day. And he said, I made absolutely sure that the man's born again.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, he's raised in the Church of Christ. He had a high moral standard, and he spent years killing people.
Right. That's when it goes to this verse about rolling.
He never took another drink.
Right. Well, you see it right there. Be sober. Be vigilant.
It.
This is what the love of God does.
That's what it did.
That's what it does.
And it he came out of that and was healthy.
Amen.
And went home to be with Jesus in 1999 at 77 years old.
Amen.
A happy man.
Amen.
A delivered man.
Hallelujah.
Sweet man.
Yes.
Now listen to this in the Classic Amplified. Verse 6, therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole, this is what I want you to get now, whether it's kin folks, yourself, your own body, listen, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
Oh, hallelujah.
Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger. Like him. He's not. Seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstanding.
Amen.
And we're out of time again today. I love it.
Amen.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Discover how simple the answer to every question and every problem in life can be. In God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, a new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. In this approachable book, dive deep into what a covenant is and what it's for, Discover what your covenant does for you and learn to overcome every contradiction and obstacle. With every covenant promise comes a contradiction. When you read in the Bible that by Jesus' stripes you're healed and the diagnosis comes back incurable. Or when you're facing a towering stack of unpaid bills, when you read that God promises you prosperity, common sense and human reasoning rise up to shout, there's no way that God's promises will happen in your life. Thank God, covenant men and women throughout time have refused the contradiction and praised through in faith to the end result, the blessing promised by God, and you can too. See the Bible unfold more clearly than ever before in God, the covenant and the contradiction.
Now, since the Lord has already brought this up, and we've already been through that, dear friend, dear brother, praise the Lord, I'm so glad you have requested our salvation package. These foundational materials will help you grow in faith and walk every day in the victorious life Jesus has provided. He did it all for you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and you just go through here. Welcome to the family. God's will is the Holy Spirit. Now we are in Christ Jesus, the force of righteousness, love, the secret to your success. All of this, we send this to you. All you have to do is request it. It's free. And this will come with it, how to study your Bible and how to read a concordance, praise God, how to read through the New Testament Psalms and Proverbs in a year. You need this.
Yeah.
Here. Amen. I want to give it to you. But let us know, would you please?
Yeah.
Let us know the circumstances and so forth. I'll tell you, this bunch loves testimonies. Yes. But you need to testify. You need to tell it to somebody.
Yes.
And every time you tell it, it gets bigger. Every time you tell, I still tell the story, and it's... Oh, it's 60 years later. I can still see it in my mind, every second of it. It's there. Let us know. And don't forget this. Always remember this. God loves you. Don't forget it. He is love. He has power. But God is love. He loves you, and we love you. We love you in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We don't even know you, but we love you because of the love book. Glory to God and the love covenant that's between us. God loves you. We love you. And don't forget this. He's not only Savior. Jesus is Lord.